The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Tuesday, March the 6th. We've got two topics today. Let's start, first of all, with Laura Convery. Welcome
Thank
to Radio
you.
Friends,
it's great
Laura.
Great to be here.
The Heart of Missouri CASA, and you're here to tell us about the Missouri Baseball and Softball Clinic.
Yes.
Now, this is about a month away, right?
It is, yes, correct. On April 9th and on April 16th, we are hosting the 6th Annual Mizzou Baseball and Softball Clinic with partnerships with the Mizzou baseball and softball teams. Mm-hmm. And with this event, it's from 5:30 until 7:30 at night. The children come and practice hitting, pitching, coaching, and various other skills with the Mizzou baseball and softball team.
Now, who is invited to participate in this?
We invite all children ages 5 to 12. Girls and boys are invited. We also would like to make it more of a family fun event. So we invite the parents and the friends to come and watch the kids during the event. And we will have raffle tickets for purchase as well.
Mm-hmm. Is there a charge for this?
Yes. One night, if you choose April 9th or April 16th, it is $25. Uh-huh. If you choose two nights, then it is also $35.
Now, is this a fundraiser for?
Yes, it is. All proceeds will go back to Heart of Missouri CASA and help us provide a trained, court-appointed special advocate to a child in the Boone County foster care system.
How many kids? We'll talk about that in just a minute. But how many kids are you hoping will sign up for this clinic?
We're hoping for around 100. Last year, we had about 100 students that attended. So we're hoping about the same amount this year.
Mm-hmm. And it will take how long in the evening?
It is from 5:30 until 7:30.
Okay, so a couple hours.
Yes,
couple
only hour, 2 hours out of the night.
Fun will be had by
It will.
All.
It's going to be a great time.
By the kids and the spectators, too.
Yes.
And then you've got the Mizzou softball. And
we do, because as the children rotate between the various clinics, the Mizzou baseball softball team members, they are the ones that will coach the children through the event.
Okay. Tell us briefly, in the short time we have left, what CASA, Heart of Missouri CASA, really is all about.
We are for the child. We are court-appointed special advocates who stand up for the child and represent the best interests of the child as they go through the foster care system. Mm-hmm. So we normally deal with children who have been abused or neglected. And we are their one special advocate as they go through making sure that they eventually find a safe and permanent home.
And the advocate stays with that child the
Correct.
Whole time.
Correct, yes.
Right?
And that is why one of our requirements for a volunteer is a 2-year commitment. Because the average time a child stays in the foster care system in Missouri is 26.5 months.
Okay. All right. Yes. And if people want more information or to sign up for this clinic, what do they do?
They can go ahead and call 573-442-4670 or go on to our website, heartofmissouricasa.com.
Thank you, Laura.
Great.
Pleasure
Thank
having you.
You
here.
Thank you.
Okay, and best of luck with the clinic.
Thank
and
you.
I hope you raise a whole lot of money for CASA.
Thank you.
Now we turn to Dr. Anthony Alioto, Columbia College.
Great.
Good to have
Hi,
you
Paul.
Here.
Nice to be
Yeah,
to be here.
We go back a long
time. Oh, we sure do. Yeah.
But you, and
it's getting longer, too.
As we get older,
yeah.
But you know what the alternative is.
Yeah, well, it just beats that, doesn't it?
It does. Now, Dr. Anthony Alioto, you're here to talk about what?
I'm here to promote the Ethics in Society lecture at Columbia College. That's the John Schiffman Ethics in Society. It's been 10 years now. I was going to say every 10 years, but it's annually. Mm-hmm. And this is the 10th one. So we've brought in people from around the country to speak to ethical issues in society. And this year, we have Christine Brennan, the sports journalist.
So she can talk about ethics
and author and ethics, ethical challenges facing women in modern sports. Christine Brennan is one of the pioneers of women in journalism, in sports journalism, and also, I think, in opening up sports in the Olympics for women and advertising that and bringing it to the media attention and certainly pushing for more and more inclusion of women's athletics in the media.
But, you know, when you talk about ethics in athletes, it doesn't have to be just limited to athletes. This is ethics that we're talking about. So
right.
you'll come away from right. from this evening with...
Well, this tomorrow evening when we're there, the Ethics in Society, John Schiffman from St. Louis, who made the endowment to our college, wanted to stress to our students that integrity and honesty and compassion, and these things that the pursuit of truth and the truth is an individual thing as well as a philosophical goal, is important as intellect. And so these ethical issues that arise in society, and there are various sorts of them. You know, we've talked about just war theory, if you recall, and we've had Arun Gandhi was here talking about the ethics of nonviolence. And so we try to hit very different subjects, but yet stress that idea, that integrity and honesty and that sort of thing is as important to the student as intellect.
Where's our world going?
where are
we going?
Yeah. Well, let's see. The universe is expanding right now, and we're not sure exactly.
You know, some days I wake up and I wonder, what is going to happen? What is going to become of us 25 years from now? What kind of a society are we going to be living in 25 years from now, 50 years from now? 100, we won't, you and I will not be alive 100 years from now,
right,
but
what are
we going to have?
Yeah. I'll leave that question to you.
Well, no, I was hoping that you would be able to answer that.
I
was hoping you would be able to.
Well, let me just say this. We don't know, all right?
So, no, we don't know.
We don't know.
But what direction do you see us going?
In a complex system, and society is certainly a complex system. We know now as the science of complexity is... has become more and more important in almost all the sciences, from physics all the way to biology too, I think, you know, social. The interesting thing is that it makes predictability long-term very difficult. And I think that there's some optimism in there, is that some people will look at society right now and say, boy, ethics are just crashed. But a small, tiny change in a complex system over a period of time
can make a big difference.
Can change that system completely. We could have rain tomorrow, or it could be sunshine.
So let's go on to the optimistic side.
Right, and that's what this ethics lecture is
right.
about. Let's and it's about women too. And I think that's important because Christine Brennan is also an author, and one of her books is Best Seat in the House, and it's a kind of memoir.
That'll be tomorrow?
Be tomorrow.
What time?
At 7:30, Lawner Auditorium, Columbia College campus. You look on the website, ccis.edu, and all the information, or give me a call.
What's your number, real quick?
785-7622.
Dr. Anthony Alioto, thank you for coming by. Our show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute, Audiopad Acres, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.